The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes, and beat it right along.
Starting at 8:30 p.m. Yeah, I don't like that Eastern Daylight bullshit because the Pacific time is the only time zone that matters. And that would be 5:30 Pacific Daylight Time. The Pride 48 weekend will begin, and sadly, and it really is a tragedy that this particular Pride 48 weekend is going to be hosted by Big Fatty. And that's just sad. You need to go over to pride48.com, where they will have the full list of shows. They'll have the link where you can listen. It's live. It's LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts. And there is a live chat room that you can join and chit-chat with all the other people that are listening to the shows. I will be in and out, in and out of the chat room.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2690. I'll be the 18th of May 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got that package I still need to open, and we got voice letters. Hello, Baskin-Robbins Big Fatty. Y'all, is that right? Is it Baskin-Robbins? It's 31 flavors. Big Fatty, we don't remember. Let me just see if that's right. We'll just go over here. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. I'm not. Baskin Robbins. Cause if it's not 31 flavors, this isn't gonna make any sense. Big Fatty. Let's just see here. Baskin Robbins. Let's just see. Big Fatty. Well, it's not opening. Well, it's there, but it's. It's taking its ever-loving time. Big Fatty. We'll have to come back to it. Anyway, I think it's 31 flavors is Baskin-Robbins. And y'all, today for right, Big Fatty has 31 workdays left at the coal mine. And y'all, I'm off 9 of them. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, 31. That's right, because the round part of the B and the straight line of the R say 31. Big Fatty! Big Fatty, how did you come up with that? I don't know, but I did. Big Fatty, right? I pulled it out of your ass, didn't you? I most certainly did. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, today. No, not today. Big Fatty, you fucked it up. I did. Y'all, tamari. Tamari, the 19th of May. Y'all, very, very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I don't know if this person still listens to the little show, but I'm going to assume. Big Fatty, you know what happens when you assume. It's true. I'm going to assume that he does. Y'all, it's none other than that Jimmy Farmer. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, Jimmy Farmer. We love Jimmy Farmer, don't we, Squeaky? Yes, okay. And y'all, in addition to Jimmy Farmer's celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, it is the anniversarium of DJ Star Sage and his hubby Billy. Big Fatty, how lovely. And we hope they have a special celebration as well. Yes, Big Fatty, that's not the birth canal. No, it's not. Well, it's kind of the birth of their anniversarium. Big Fatty, you find a way to fuck it up every time. Well, anyway. So, y'all, if you see Jimmy Farmer, or DJ Star Sage or his hubby Billy on the 20 or the face-face wish-em-a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and anniversarium. And I hope, yes, Big Betty, you're saying what I'm supposed to say. It's true. I hope that they all get a big old piece of cake. Big Betty, thank you for doing that. You know, my tummy's still kind of grumbling from eating all that cake yesterday. Yes, you and Miss Beaver both are overindulged in cake. Yes, Big Betty. See, y'all, you know I had two, not one, but two, I say, two packages. And y'all, I only got one of them open yesterday. And y'all, so I'm going to open the other one right now. Y'all, it's from that, Lesbitarian delivery service, the Amazon. And let's just open it up here and see what this, y'all, I've got no idea what this is. Just kind of like that little surprise I got yesterday from the Robs. Y'all, all right, let's just pull out the papers here. And it's just, oh, it says right here. It says, "Hey, Big Freddy, thought you'd like this. Move from Moobs. Big Freddy, what did you do to deserve this? I don't know." And y'all, it's from Moose, so, okay, well, Moose, let's just see what we got here. Big Fanny, this is exciting, and, Big Fanny, oh, that's fabulous. Y'all, what are these called? They're called the CDs that I can play on my CD player that Moose piece sent to me. Y'all, it is the classic TV quiz program themes, and the other one is the 50 all-time favorite TV guide TV themes. Big Freddy, this is lovely. It is lovely. This is, Big Freddy, look at that. Y'all, Moose, Big Freddy, he knows how to make you happy. You'll have something to do this weekend. I'll just look at all those quiz programs. Yes, Big Freddy, all those quiz programs are just going to never ending. It's a life of a quiz program. And y'all, while I'm talking about quiz programs, y'all, they've canceled the Rise, and they've canceled the Designated Survivor, and y'all, I'm devastated, absolutely devastated. Y'all, they've got something on. What is it called? It's called. It's you can sign a petition. It's called. What is that? Something.org. I don't remember. I think it starts with a G. But anyway, y'all, go sign the petition to bring the Rise and the Designated Survivor back. I don't know if they've got a petition for the Designated Survivor, but I know they got one for the Rise. So, Big Fanny, we need it to come back. It's true. We do. Yes.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fanny. Oh, he is fat as sin. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
This is an Ask Fart Pants question, okay? So play the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly
Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our ex-Big Fatty question today comes to us from the one and only Miss Bacon, Miss Kathy Bacon from Aberdeen, South Dakota. Miss Bacon, what do you got?
How long does it take to cook a baby? Because I'm pretty sure Amy told me that she was pregnant like 14 months ago, and so far I don't know if baby Kathleen has a sister or a brother, baby Kathleen, because she's going to name all her babies baby Kathleen.
Yeah, I see. Y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And this is an excellent question. Y'all, she is referring to Amy Kodak Coles, who attends the Pride 48s. And I don't know if Amy is signed up to come to Nolens yet or not, but anyway, she was in Satine there for a while, and Miss Bacon, I'm assuming when you say how long does it take to cook a baby, you're not referring to like a 350 degree oven, beep, Fanny, but I believe the gestation period is somewhat longer than a frog and shorter than an elephant. Although I've never given birth to a baby. Big Fatty, some of those food babies are pretty close to the actual size. Actually, some of them are bigger than actual babies. Amy, yes.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. I know it's been a month of Sundays since I've conned with a CVS receipt. I have, I believe, two sitting in my wallet that I just haven't had a chance to call about. I am still sticking by what I put in our one game that I believe you're telling me lies, that Antivir is stopping her show, though I do in the rare occasional lucid moment I have, unwillingly admit that, you know, he is stopping, but I don't want him to. I don't think I'd be able to handle losing you as well when you hit episode 3000. So I hope, along with Adam Burns, that even once the BFO hits 3000, that's not the end of your story as well. I hope you continue coming back, because I just couldn't handle the loss of both of you. All right, love you lots. Bye.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Big Freddy, that's the clearest call we've had from her in a month of Sundays. Well, we hadn't heard from her in a month of Sundays. But Big Freddy, that was clear as a bell. It sure was. Princess Hannah, don't know what you did different, but keep it up. We understood every word you said. And I think the old gal, let's just look here. It looks like 2 weeks from today, the 1st of May, is her last regular little show. And then she said she's going to do one on the 4th of June with a Gucci-palooza. And that she's just going to, you know, just shut it down. Yes, Big Fatty, go draw a warm bath and bring it to an end. That's it. So, Princess Hannah. Oh, and Princess Hannah, by the way, my friend, Hillbilly 2000, Woody, as he sometimes is known. Y'all, he went to the CVS himself the other day, and he took a picture. He had comments from folks in line and from the cashier saying, "I've never seen a CVS receipt this long." And Princess Hannah, it had to have been. He put it on the ground. It had to be about about 6 feet long. And I think you've rubbed off on him, because now he's trying to put the CVS out of business too. Big Vinny, they don't have a chance. Bringing Vera and CVS to an end. Yeah, I guess y'all, I just remember the name of that www is change.org, where you go sign the petition to keep RISE, for them to renew RISE. Y'all, I've gotten gotten a couple of e-letters. Y'all, I've got a couple of voice letters also that I'll have to catch those up next week. Y'all got an e-letter from that Daniel Scott Angel from out there in the San Francisco. Y'all, he's going to be in the Atlanta for about 5 days, and he wanted to know if I had any recommendations on things to see and places to go. He says he hadn't been there in over 30 years, so things surely have changed. Well, Daniel, pack your patience dealing with the traffic. I, of course, would suggest that you go to the Colonnade restaurant and have the fried chicken one night. It's absolutely delicious. That's where we have the meet and greets at crema time when I get together with the folks. And if you're so inclined to go to the other places to meet gentlemen callers, you might want to check out the Flex, FLEX. Yes, Big Fatty. But other than that, I don't really. I don't know if Cock-a-Doodle-Doo's is still open. BJ Roosters or something like that. I don't remember. But all of that kind of stuff is over there on Cheshire Bridge. Cheshire Bridge Road. The Wolfs is a sports ball bar. You might want to check that out too. Y'all have gotten a couple of kerfuffles to pass along to you. Ian out there in the City of Angels. Ian writes and says, "Hey, Big Freddy, here's a little joke for you. What's the difference between gardeners and male, what do gardeners and male porn stars have in common?" Big Betty, I don't know. What do gardeners and male porn stars have in common? Well, they look at bushes all day. Big Betty, that's vulgar. Ian, thank you so much for that. We always need a little... we always need a little vulgarity. Y'all, speaking of vulgarity, y'all, I've received disturbing news from that KC in Denver. His enormous penis typed it, I believe. That's why there are no spelling errors. It's true. Y'all, if you're out there in the Denver area, the Denver Wrangler bar's gonna be closing on the 25th of June, and they're gonna have a farewell beer bus on the 17th and on the 21st, and y'all, they've been open for 21 years. So y'all, you gotta get out there and support your homosexual clubs. Yes, because they kinda like the connections. Oh, Dick Essie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Y'all, I hope you've got it on your mock-in calendar that this Sunday night on the 20th, at 8 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time, that's the only time zone that matters, y'all. It's the state of the station over there at the Pride 48, so y'all be over there. We're going to talk about the June event. And probably a few things about the Nolans also. So y'all be over there in the chat room. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the old gal. And Vera, are you going to be able to make it to the chat room on Sunday night? Big Betty, she's either on the toilet or she's taking things into her own hands.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.